I'm Courtney.
And I'm Meg.
And we're the hosts of the Spread Those Pages podcast, a romance lovers podcast where we like our books how we like our coffee, hot.
So sit back, grab your vibrator, and spread those pages. Hey, romance lovers, welcome to the first episode of the Spread Those Pages podcast. We are super excited to have you. Before we get into all the things, let's give a quick overview about what this podcast is all about. This is obviously a brand new podcast for and by romance readers. We are also writers, but we're going to get to that in a bit. But if you love to read really fucking steamy romance or smutty romance, whatever the heck you want to call it, this is the place for you. We will cover the gamut as far as genres. So from like fantasy romance or sci-fi romance or contemporary romance or maybe even steampunk romance, because that is a favorite of mine, and probably everything in between. But a few things to note, this is probably going to be obvious because I've already dropped the F-bomb, but if you are younger than the age of 18, this is not the place for you. If you have little ones around, this is a good podcast to put those earphones in or to listen after the youngins are asleep. As for like readers, like if you're a reader of romances, if you only like sweet romances, this is also not the place for you. Last but not least, I think, and I'm just saying this because I'm going to talk about this in a bit. I have a YouTube channel about writing. If you are a writer of romance looking for tips about how to write romance, this is also not the place for you. Very sorry. We are going to fangirl about romance novels together and have a really good time doing that. We're not going to give a how-to of how to write them. So I think that is it for my ramblings. Courtney, what else? What am I missing?
Yeah, I think you covered it, but we should also probably discuss the expectations of the podcast. And we are going to try to put out 2 episodes per month. Just for now, in the future, we may increase them or whatever. But of course, like, we're totally going to keep you guys updated with what we plan to do. We could talk for hours about books and romance and potentially interview authors and do all that hours, literally all day and all night. We could talk about it. But our goal is to limit each episode to be under 60 minutes, an hour. So just spend an hour with us every other week and we'll have a good old time.
We're hoping to have a little clips of audiobooks from the romance authors that we interview. So definitely stay tuned to the end of the episode to hear those snippets. And, you know, maybe it gets steamy really quick, maybe it doesn't. So again, earbuds. Earbuds is the policy here.
Yes. And when we say steamy, we mean really steamy. So yeah. Earphones, earbuds, whatever, headphones, they're all required. But I think that it's important that we probably discuss who we are as well, so then people know, like, who the hosts of Spread Those Pages are. I am Courtney. I am also known as Lyra Parrish, and I am one half of the USA Today bestselling duo, Kennedy Fox. I've self-published close to 50 books, and I write with Brooke Cumberland under Kennedy Fox. She is my partner in crime. I love, love, love romance books. Obviously, that's what I do. Like, this is my full-time job, is writing. And so I love a good romance story. And I knew that romance was my genre of choice, like the first book I ever wrote. So yeah, I'm here to talk about those books, to interview some amazing authors. Like, I know a lot of people that I've just kind of grew up with in the community with. So I'm excited to kind of like ask them to come be on the show. Come do it, guys. But yeah, if y'all want to talk about like writing romance and self-publishing and stuff like that, like, obviously Meg said that will not be on the show, but you can check out my YouTube channel, The Courtney Project, where I talk about all that stuff, my author journey, the struggles. Like, it's real town over there. So go check that out too.
Yes, I actually found Courtney through her YouTube channel, The Courtney Project. I was like, oh my gosh, I love everything that Courtney has to share. And I always like saw, like, you know, that you were like this veteran author and who I just really admired. And then I guess for viewers, if you're tuning in on my YouTube channel, I launched, I wanted to launch the series that was going to be about self-publishing and traditional publishing. And it was eventually called Publishable, where you got a little bit of writing journey for each. And like a nervous Nelly, I asked Courtney and I was like, you want to be in Publishable with me? had never met her before. And she was so sweet and said yes. And then we've been friends. And yeah. And then for this podcast, I was like, Courtney, do you want to do a podcast?
I was like, yes, I love you, Meg. Like, yes, absolutely. There was no question. I was like, yes, we're doing it. Let's do it.
I'm so excited. All right. Well, I guess I'll talk a little bit about who the heck I am. I am Meg Latour. Many of you might know me from my YouTube channel, iWriterly. I talk a lot about there, specifically about writing and publishing books. I have a lot of how-to videos on like writing journey. I talk a bit about like writing tropes and other things as well that are less how-to, but that's the channel. I'm also the author of The Cyborg Tinkerer, which is a steampunk romance. Writing is not my full-time job. I work in corporate as well. I also work in publishing, not book publishing. But yeah, I am really excited to dive back into this. Romance is, I just love it. It's what I read in my free time. The steamier, the better. So I was really interested to get more into that, which I felt like I was enjoying it as a consumer. And I was like, yo, Courtney, can we gush together publicly? let's talk about maybe what we like to read since we've both referenced romance novels, left, right, and circles. I guess I'll start. I feel like no one will be surprised when I say this, but I want the very smutty novels. I think like on occasion I'll read like fantasy and science fiction, which includes steampunk, every now and again as well. But I like the fantasy romance, the sci-fi romance. I like smutty books. Courtney, tag your it. What do you like to read?
Oh, man. Okay, romance lovers, please don't be shocked. But I read a lot of different genres. But I really like thrillers, mysteries, contemporary fiction, and of course romance because, you know, I write romance and it's good to read the genre that you write in. But when it comes to romance, some of the books that I gravitate toward are like romantic suspense, dark romance, romantic thrillers. I do like some PNR. Karen Marie Monning was like, she was my jam back in the day. Jericho Barons and the Fever series, like, loved it. I always forget, though, when I recommend it, how smutty it is. you know, because when I worked corporate, people would always ask me to recommend books to them. And I'm like, oh, you like PNR? You need to try this series. And then, you know, they're like 30 years older than me. And they're like, hey, you didn't tell me about the fairies where, you know, women drop down to their knees and they're ready to just bang them in the streets and they take off their clothes. And I'm like, oh yeah, I forgot about all those parts. yeah, it's still great though, right? You know, so I do love romance. I like reading it. And I'm hoping with this podcast that I will be able to consume more romance books and also get some recommendations from, you know, our followers. And Meg's already made me a list and Brooke has made me a list several times too. So I'm excited to be here.
Well, Courtney, you said you like romance novels, but you also like thrillers and stuff. What are you currently reading?
Oh, man. So I am reading Desperate Measures by Katie Roberts.
Yes.
Recommended that book to me.
Okay, sorry. Keep going.
I think I'm through chapter two. So it's starting to get really good. Like, I love a fast paced. It's good so far. Like, I'm really enjoying it. I'm also reading While We Were Dating by Jasmine Guillory. It had such a cute cover on it. And it's a book about this actress and this man who is basically like in this advertising firm, and he gets this job because everyone's late, essentially, to come in. Present to this advertising company. And so I just started that one as well. And then I'm listening on Audible to The Silent Patient by Michael, I don't know his last name, Michael Littis. I don't know how you say it. Anyway, someone tell me. But it's on audio and I'm over halfway through with it. It's very good. And I'm like, are these narrators unreliable? But yeah, I'm really enjoying all the stuff that I'm reading right now. And yeah, I'm always looking for recommendations. So y'all let me know.
I am thrilled that you're reading Desperate Measures by Katie Roberts. I'm going to give a big shout out because I adore her books. Desperate Measures is the series that is, how would you describe it? It is essentially like if you ever watched all the Disney movies, especially as millennials growing up, and you kind of wanted like one of the protagonists to actually fall in love with the villain instead, this is a series for you. However, there's a lot of BDSM and stuff, so just a heads up. But I think the first book is supposed to be Jasmine and Jafar kind of falling in love.
Yeah, it is Jasmine and Jafar.
Yeah, and like a contemporary setting. And Katie Robert just knows how to like whoop up that steam. It's good. It's really good.
Yeah, the pacing so far is like perfect. I'm like, oh my gosh, it was like 4 a.m. and I was like, I just want to keep reading. This will be it's very good. Like, I'm not trying to spoil anything, but I'm at the part where like he takes her to basically his apartment for the first time. So I'm kind of at the beginning still, but yeah, I'm excited.
Okay. So you've already read the hallway scene is what you're telling me.
Yes, I have read the hallway scene. Man, I was like, yeah, exactly. It was a great scene. And it was like straight up in the beginning too. Like I did not expect that from the get-go. But I was like, this is good. This is my style. This is the kind of romance I love to read. So good recommendation. I think it's time for you to tell me what you're reading.
Yes. So for those who may not know, I was on hiatus for about a year and a half from my YouTube channel. And so during that time, one of the first things that I read was I basically reread the ACOTAR series. So it's A Court of Thorns and Roses by Sarah J. Maas. Plus I read the newest one. I'm forgetting the name at the moment because I'm awful with names. Okay, I'm pulling up my phone because I have to know the name. A Court of Silver Flames. Okay, yeah. So I read A Court of Silver Flames and that was excellent. Absolutely excellent. And you can really see how the author's kind of evolved over time and things have gotten way steamier. So that book was the correct amount of steaminess. I loved it. And then kind of following that, I also read Jennifer Armentrout's The From Blood and Ashes series. And that one, I didn't expect it to be, but it's essentially like vampires and werewolves, but by different names. And there's kind of some zombie things going on. And I was very I did not expect this based on the fantasy book cover. It wasn't like a paranormal book cover. It was like a fantasy book cover. But anyways, it's excellent. I love how the love story is very slow. It's like a slow burn and I'm here for it. Like I usually don't like slow burns, but this was an excellent one for a slow burn. Outside of romance, I've been trying to read a little bit more of nonfiction. So my current nonfiction read is The Body Keeps Score. And I don't really know how to say this person's name. So I'm very, very sorry. But Bessel van der Kolk or something like that. Anyways, my friends that are kind of in the mental health space are like, yo, this is like an excellent book. So I've been reading it so far. And do you want to talk maybe about, I don't know, some romance tropes or things that we enjoy reading, I guess?
Oh, yeah. Romance tropes. Do you want to start with what your favorite tropes are or do you want me to start?
I've been rambling for a bit. Tag, you're it.
Okay. I got it. Okay. So if I had to pick my top five romance tropes that I love to read and also love to write, number one is enemies to lovers. Like, okay, there is just no competition. I love enemies to lovers. I love reading it. I love writing it. I love the push and pull and the arguments. The banter is like my most like favorite thing to read. Love forced proximity too. Like when a couple is just like stuck in a place, either they can hate each other and be stuck in that place or they can like each other. It doesn't really matter. I love that setup. Small town romance. I'm a sucker for small town. Like I said, I'm Southern. I'm sure y'all can all tell that by the way that my voice sounds. But small town romance just feels like home to me. And like, I kind of relate to like the small town vibes. Fake dating. I'm a whore for fake dating tropes. I'm not even kidding. Like straight up. I love it.
Why?
So much. Because
why?
I don't know, because you know that they're going to end up together. But sometimes like when it's like a fake dating trope, also with kind of like an enemies to lovers where like they have to pretend like they like each other, but you know, they also have like that attraction and they are fighting it. I love it. And second chance romance. I love a good, hey, we broke up, years have passed, we've grown up and we are now going to try to get back together, or you know, A bonus one, friends to lovers.
Yeah.
Gotta love a friends to lovers.
I do appreciate friends to lovers. I'm going to fight you so hard in the second chance romance. I don't like that trope. I feel like if it didn't work out the first time, it's probably not going to work out the second time, at least in real life. Maybe, you know, in kind of fictitious worlds, it's different. But yeah, I don't like that one.
I don't know. I think about like when you're younger and like you're in college and maybe like, I don't know, like you are in love with this person and then, you know, things just don't work out. Like maybe someone goes to the military and they get shipped off. And so long distance doesn't really work out. And I don't know, like they still love each other, but they're trying to move on and forget that person. And then somehow they like meet up again. I don't know. I love a good second chance.
Courtney, are you familiar with the Enneagram at all?
No.
Okay. This is going to be your homework for the next podcast episode because I'm bound to bring this up again. But it's kind of like the Myers-Briggs thing, but like more interesting as far as like a personality test goes. And so the listeners, go take your Enneagram test, Google it, take the free one. Don't pay for the stuff at the end, you know, just kind of Google search whatever your number is to be like, is that me? And then you look at, you know, kind of how they describe it. And you will feel like very called out. I took the Enneagram test. My friends told me about it. I think their jobs made them take it or something. But anyways, I took it and I'm an Enneagram 8. And they're like very blunt, very realistic. So which is funny because I read romance novels. but yeah, anyway, so I do wonder if like my Enneagram type is going to play into this. But anyways, I will agree with you that enemies to lovers is the world's best romance trope. Like you just can't beat it. It is the best. I also like forced proximity as well. Like when, especially when two people don't want to be in the same place. So it's almost like enemies to lovers plus that forced proximity. It's even better where you're like, ha ha ha, ha, you're going to grow to like each other. I will die on this hill. I know there's like a, you love this or you hate this, but I love triangles. I love it so much. I'm here for it. I also love, so there's the trope of insta love. I don't like insta love. I like insta lust where you meet them and you're like, I would bang you right now. Like you're just so hot. Pull your pants down. Let's rather get to a room and then pull your pants down. But I would say maybe my last one there is different worlds or backgrounds. So like, you know, like the princess and I don't know, the commoner fall in love and things like that, where it's they're from very, or it could be like two different cultures, two different parts of the world, two different vocations, like whatever the heck it is. I love it when you're like, we have nothing in common. In fact, I kind of don't like wherever you come from, but just kidding. We're gonna fall in love.
Yeah, insta lust. I don't.
How dare you?
I don't know about that one. And love triangles, like I do like a love triangle, but I know a lot of people are like, love triangles, I hate them. But the reality is like every Hallmark movie is a freaking love triangle. And prove me wrong, every single one of them. But yeah, I find though that when I've written love triangles, which has not been under, you know, Kennedy Fox, it was when I was writing solo, but everyone wanted the other character's book. They're like, no, I need to know what happens to that guy. I need to know what happens to him. So, you know, I do like a good love triangle, though. Sometimes, actually, no, we did write a love triangle, but she had both men at the same time. And then she made her choice because she's a freaking boss.
I'm scared a little, but I like this lady.
They were twins too.
Oh my god, can you imagine? Like, I mean, can you imagine?
Yes. It was good, but yeah, love triangles for the win.
You had mentioned Hallmark movies before, and I need to know because I feel like, you know, the romance novels, they're a formula more or less, because there's always a happily ever after at the end. And when I think of Hallmark videos, they're a formula. You know, there's always the same things that are hit. And all that to say, do you like Hallmark movies?
I do. I love them. I'm so into them. I'm a whore for Hallmark too. I'm just going to say it. I love it. Like, okay, so I love fall and I love like Christmas and I love the holidays. And so, you know, Hallmark just really goes to town with those. But I do get frustrated because I don't want fade to black. Like I want to see them just getting raunchy, you know? Yeah. So after it ends, I'm like, oh, well, there's still more to the story. And my brain fills in the parts of it, you know? But yeah, I like Hallmark. Me and Brooke bond over it. We're like, oh my God, this Hallmark movie where this painter's trying to get this exhibition, and lo and behold, her brand new dog walker happens to be a painter, and no one knew. And I'm like, how convenient. You know, we could never write that in a book. Our readers would come after us. But yeah, it's kind of like a mindless thing. Just sit there and watch Hallmark and drink some hot cocoa.
I can't relate on that. Personally, I don't like Hallmark movies, but I'm glad you found something that brings you joy. Maybe it's like the lack of steam where I'm like, this isn't realistic. I don't know. It's just not my cup of tea. Maybe it's because it's sweet. Like if they're always like a sweet romance.
All right. So now I have a burning question for you.
I'm ready.
Okay. So book format, books, like paperbacks, hardcovers versus ebooks versus audiobooks. Which one's at the top of your list?
At this point in my life, audiobooks. Like you're doing the dishes. You can, you know, kind of put an earbud in, listen to that steamy audiobook. No one's the wiser. You know, you can listen. For me, like, it takes forever to fix my hair. And so you can listen to a book that whole time. It's fantastic. I do appreciate a good ebook because, like, anywhere that your phone is, which is everywhere, you know, the phones follow us everywhere, you can read a book, which is really nice. And I like physical books, but only for, like, books that I absolutely love. I won't buy a book, a physical copy of a book, if I haven't read it before. I usually will buy them afterwards because it's almost like, and now I will remember this and probably never open it and put it on my bookshelf and think happy thoughts. How about you, Courtney?
Yeah, I feel the same. So it's weird for me because I love audiobooks, but I'm one of those people who listens to them in like 1.5 speed because I'm like, they're talking too slow. Get to the point. So I do love audiobooks. I've been a member of Audible for years and years and years. If I had to rate the next one, I would say paperbacks. I read more paperbacks than I do ebooks, and I haven't figured out why that is. I have a million Kindles, I feel. I'm always getting upgraded ones, but I don't think I've ever finished reading a book. Oh, that's not true.
You've never finished reading a book.
No, like I've maybe finished reading 5 books on my Kindle ever.
Really?
So it's, yeah, it's, there's something with being able to physically turn the page for me. And so, I don't know, like I can sit there and I can read a book like in my hands and turn in the pages and I can read it in a day. With ebook, it takes me forever. And I haven't figured out why that is. Maybe it's my ADHD. I don't know.
Okay. I now have a follow-up question. And this is the most important question of the day. If you like paperback books and it gets really steamy and you need your vibrator, how do you flip the pages? If your other hand is busy with the vibe, how do you, like, Kindles, you just click the button.
That's funny. You just say, hey, hubby, what's up?
You know, I guess that works. You can just kind of close the pages for
always a second. DTF, always DTF. So there's never really any problems with that.
All right.
But have a bookmark because, you know, it might get hot and heated and you can lose your place. And, you know, only psychos like will earmark the edge of a page.
I 100% agree. Bookmarks only, monsters.
Yes, you monsters, quit bending those pages. So yeah, have a bookmark handy, or it might get a little crazy and you'll lose your place. You know, it's about to be autumn, and then of course we're going to go into winter. Are you excited about the cooler weather?
No.
Leaves changing, all that?
No. I love the summer. I want to go back. I enjoy the fall and it's a lot of fun, but summer is probably my favorite. But my favorite part of the fall is the Ren fairs or Renaissance fairs. That's the nice time to go, because if you go in the peak of summer, it's going to be way too hot and you're going to be sweating like crazy. But like if you go in the fall, you can like have your cloaks on and kind of really layer up. So I do love that about the fall. And I love pumpkin seeds. I don't like pumpkin coffee or any of the other stuff, but I love pumpkin seeds. So like to carve up a pumpkin and toast those pumpkin seeds, they're the best. How about you? Are you excited? Oh, sorry.
Oh my God, so excited. About those pumpkin seeds, do you season them a specific way?
No, basic. I love olive oil and sea salt. That's it. How about you?
Yeah, I love a good pumpkin seed too. So I am known as the fall queen. Hi guys, and nice to meet you. I'm that person in January who's posting those fall memes in summer, posting the fall memes. Like it's all year long and everyone knows, oh, it's January. She's counting down. I love pumpkin, but not pumpkin spice. I'm not a huge fan of the spice thing. It's not my favorite, but I love apple for treats and, you know, apple ciders and all that stuff. I love crunchy leaves. I could go on about fall forever, so I'm probably gonna stop, but I live in Texas, so you know, fall for me is 70 degree weather, you know. So I find that people who don't like fall live in places where it snows their asses off. And so it means, hey, snow's coming. So everybody's like, ooh, fall, ooh, winter. And I'm like, yay, you know, because the coldest it gets in Texas is like 45. And yes, we do dress in layers when it's 45 degrees outside. So yeah, I'm excited for fall. Camping, bonfires, oh, just give it all to me. I'm ready.
I feel like that's a fair point because it gets cold. It's not like, you know, like Michigan or, you know, Canada cold, but like we do get buckets of snow in the winter. And back when I owned like a home, I remembered hating shoveling. It was my least favorite time of the year. So that is fair. Maybe if I live farther down south, it would like fall more. But the leaves changing is beautiful. You would probably love it.
We really don't get the leaves changing too much. It's kind of like late November, early November, but yeah. So I went to Wisconsin. This is a random conversation, but I went to Wisconsin in January this year, which was insanity. If you don't know, it's like a freaking blizzard up there. Wisconsin gets to be like negative degrees. And so I don't drive in the snow ever because I don't have to. And so I was like very anxious about it. And I literally saw a man running in negative 4 degree weather.
What? Does this person value like their life?
Like it was nothing. People, they don't even care in Wisconsin. They're like, oh, it's negative 4, time to take a jog. I don't know how you guys do it. I'm very proud of you for being able to get out and actually live in snow conditions. That's crazy talk.
But I mean, though, like you got to deal with things like scorpions in Texas, right? Like, is that a frequent occurrence?
Not where I live in West Texas. Yeah. Like when we go camping, like check your shoes because they could be in there.
Oh my goodness.
You know, you can get these like black lights and you can see them like on the ground and stuff because they kind of like glow with the black light. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I don't really deal with scorpions where I live.
Meanwhile, where I live, deer, fucking deer. They cause so many car accidents here. They're just crazy overpopulated where I'm in New Jersey, Pennsylvania, say, too, at least over the border of New Jersey. When you are driving here, like, especially towards the end of winter, there'll be deer carcasses all over the place. Like, every single road, you'll probably see one. And they cause so many car accidents, so. Our wildlife consists of deer and then some other things. There are like black bears up here, which you do see on occasion.
Wow, I didn't realize you guys had a lot of deer. That's kind of shocking.
So much. So much. When I see them at the zoo, I'm like, why are they here? They're everywhere.
Okay, well, I think that this is going to be it for our first episode. I'm so happy that you guys were here, but I have one burning question for you. Who do you want to see us interview on this podcast? Dream list. It can be dream list. We can make some things happen, possibly. But if you would like, just send us an email and let us know, because we're making a list and we're like Santa and we're checking that thing twice.
Yeah, as Courtney said, let us know what authors you'd like to see on this podcast. If there are specific authors or books that you're super interested in, let us know. Send us a note at contact@spreadthosepages.com. That is contact@spreadthosepages.com.
Thanks so much for joining us today, romance lovers. Don't forget that you are the main character of your story.
So go out there and spread some pages, live your happily ever after, and keep it spicy.